The Democratic National Convention kicked off in North Carolina yesterday with an aggressive response to the criticism doled out last week at the Republican National Convention in Florida.
If Mitt was Santa Claus, he would fire the reindeer and outsource the elves.
Governor Romney has undergone an extreme makeover. And it ain't pretty.
Barack knows the American dream because he's lived it.
Before I close, and as I wonder which Twitter hashtags you'll start using when I'm done talking, hashtag sexy face, I ask all of you young people to join me. You don't even have to put pants on.
You just heard from former Ohio Governor Ted Strickland, San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro, First Lady Michelle Obama, and Cal Penn. Many might recognize Penn as the comedian who played Kumar from the Harold and Kumar films, but he was also the White House staffer in charge of keeping young voters connected to the Obama administration after the 2008 election. Well, what are young voters thinking today about the president's bid for re-election? We have our own connection to youth in Charlotte. Bianca Brooks from Youth Radio spoke with KALW's Ben Trefney.
Bianca, what's the thing there in Charlotte that's most stood out to you?
The thing that's most that has most stood out to me in Charlotte is just the way that everybody's trying to artificially kind of bring back the essence of 2008, and it seems like everyone's been saying that.
Tell me about some of the interviews you've conducted.
I've conducted a few interviews with young Democrats and young independents who are volunteering at the convention center. I've conducted interviews with a former Youth Radio reporter, Aisha Walker, and now she's here as a California delegate for the Black Youth Vote and also just for minority youth and education reform.
Aisha Walker is an interesting person to hear from because she was there in 2008 and now in 2012. Let's hear what she had to say to you.
In 2008. It was the first time this country had ever seen a Black president elected, and I think that's what young people were so excited about. It was something that, you know, our grandparents haven't seen, something that we haven't seen. So I think for young people, the news is old news. Not for me, but just with my friends and some of my family members, it's kind of hard getting the ball rolling the second time around.
Were her sentiments shared by other people who you spoke with that there just isn't the same amount of electricity there this year?
Well, a lot of the people that I spoke with were first-time conventioners, and so they're just excited. They're also a lot of them are first-time voters. So this year, they're actually really excited. I feel like even Aisha, like, she's still excited. She just says that as far as, like, how she, the aura that she compared to 08 is just not the same.
They're really trying to build up the excitement with the convention, as they always do with these political conventions, and they're rolling out the star power. There are rumors that A-list celebrities from Hollywood, Scarlett Johansson, Kerry Washington, and Natalie Portman, are before Barack Obama speaks tomorrow night. Tonight, there's the big Democratic political rock star Bill Clinton speaking, and last night it was Michelle Obama, who is a celebrity in her own right, taking the stage. Let's hear a moment of what she had to say.
If we want to give them that sense of limitless possibility, that belief that here in America, there is always something better out there, if you're willing to work for it, then we must work like never before. And we must once again come together and stand together for the man we can trust to keep moving this great country forward. My husband, our president, Barack Obama. Thank you. God bless you. God bless America.
So with the excitement that's being drummed up with all of the pageantry of a convention, do you feel that there's a substantive message, that there is enough substance that's coming across and that's really connecting with the people who are there?
Oh, yeah. I spoke with a woman named Alejandra Salinas, who is the president of the College Democrats of America. And she actually talked about like how many more chapters they've added in colleges across the country. And she'll be speaking Thursday at the convention. So she's kind of like the youth rock star of the convention this year.
Let's hear a quote from your interview with her.
I don't think he's on the defense. I really think that he's out there talking about the successful, you know, policies of administration and talking about his vision for the next 4 years. I see a president talking about health care reform. I see a president talking about credit card reform, talking about SAFRA, talking about doubling Pell Grants. Again, really, you know, policies that are impacting us today. So I don't see a message of defense. I see a message of this is what we've done. This is what our vision or what we're going to continue to do.
Tomorrow, I'm looking forward to seeing Alejandra Salinas just because she just had such an incredible presence, and it's going to be interesting to see her speak and try to rally the youth across the world like she has been rallying them here over the last few days.
So the atmosphere inside the convention sounds pretty unified behind the message of progress, of moving forward. How about outside the convention? Tell me about some of the different Occupy actions that you've seen going on there.
Well, Occupy was electrifying in its own right. A lot of the people I talked to there, it wasn't necessarily that they were anti-Obama. They had their own political agendas separate from that of like the Democrats, of course. And a lot of them just spoke to certain issues that they didn't feel were being addressed enough. Gay rights, immigration, global warming, social reform, and just some even police brutality in their own states.